You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, we do not know what they want. They do not know themselves what they really want.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it.
Brexit means Brexit.
The Wire.
Around 35,000 migrants have massed at Turkey's borders with the EU at Greece in the last week, since Turkish President Recep Erdogan broke a 2016 pact with Brussels and allowed migrants to go to the European border.
Beneath a Greek watchtower, close to Greek soldiers guarding the riverbank, the scenes Turkey wants Europe to see. Through a riverside forest, we were taken to a remote part of the border to see how smugglers are cashing in on Turkey's decision to no longer stop migrants crossing to Europe. There, we saw groups of people heading for the Greek shore. Rubber boats packed with families, young babies and children being cast off into the river. For years, this has been impossible. Now they're taking advantage of the political impasse to reach Europe.
This group has paid 100 euros each for passage across the river. They've just crossed from Turkish to Greek territory.
Thousands hope to follow them, desperate people from destroyed nations seeking a different future in the West.
That was ITV correspondent Emma Murphy, as at least 13,000 people have been massed at the Turkish-Greek border after Turkish President Recep Erdogan officially declared the western borders open to migrants and refugees hoping to head to Europe and Greece. This comes after the conflict in northwestern Syria between Syrian government forces and the Turkish-backed rebels continue to escalate. Here's John Wiltshire from DW.
Airlifted to hospital, some of the Turkish troops injured in Assad's latest assault on Idlib. Assad is trying to recapture the province from rebel forces, rebels often armed by Turkey. Five Turkish casualties followed eight others last week, all at the hands of Assad's forces. This is the latest in a series of escalations between Turkey and Syria. Turkey wants to defend its border with Syria, and the Assad regime wants to regain influence within its own borders. The civilian cost of all this has been high. In recent weeks, nearly 700,000 civilians have been displaced. At dawn, a Turkish military convoy enters northern Syria, joining the effort to halt Assad's offensive, showing that Turkey means what it says about defending its own border.
According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, Turkey now houses 4.1 million refugees, the largest number in the world. It included 3.7 million Syrians and nearly 400,000 asylum seekers and refugees of other nationalities. The ultimate destination for these refugees is Europe. The most common route is the Eastern Mediterranean route, in which refugees travel by sea from Turkey through the Aegean Sea to one of Greece's many islands. From there to Western Europe was the Western Balkan route, or the quote-unquote way-through approach. Refugees who go through that start in northern Greece or go to Bulgaria from Turkey and cross through the Western Balkan countries such as Albania, North Macedonia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Montenegro, Croatia, Serbia and Slovenia before ending in richer countries in Western Europe like Germany or Austria. This put immense pressure on the European Union, especially on its members on the Union's external border and its neighbours. For example, more than 600,000 people arrived in Greece from sea in 2015, and in October, there has been 50,000 people daily crossing into the Western Balkan countries. To slow down migration, Brussels and Ankara negotiated and implemented a deal in March 2016. Here's then European Council President Donald Tusk announcing the agreement.
The flow of migrants passing from Turkey to Greece remains much too high and needs to be brought down significantly. We welcome new bold proposals made today by Turkey to address this crisis. Firstly, I would like to announce the decision by the EU leaders to end the way-through approach, which means that the irregular flow of migrants along the Western Balkan route have now come to an end. Prime Minister confirmed Turkey's commitment to accept the rapid return of all migrants coming from Turkey to Greece that are not in need of international protection. The EU will support Greece in ensuring comprehensive, large-scale and fast-track returns to Turkey.
Under the agreement, starting from the 20th of March 2016, all refugees entering the EU will be sent back to Turkey. Other than that, Ankara will also be in charge of preventing any land or sea crossings from Turkey to the EU. It also included a so-called one-for-one scheme, which one Syrian refugee could be sent into Europe for each one it accepted back from the Greek islands, but the number was capped to only 72,000. In return, Brussels promised to pay Turkey 6 billion euros in two payments for refugee-related projects. It also promised to relax visa restrictions for Turkish nationals to give them access to the Schengen zone and quote-unquote re-energise Turkish ascension to the European Union. However, Ankara says the EU has been slow in releasing the second part of the aid, noting that only 754 million euros have been released so far, while Brussels claimed that 2.4 billion euros of their total aid has been distributed as of November 2019. And at the end of last month, the fight for Idlib between the Syrian government and Turkish-supported rebels started to escalate, and 33 Turkish soldiers were killed in a Syrian airstrike.
As Syrian and Russian forces attempted to retake land lost to rebels on Thursday, Turkish forces supporting the rebels came under fire. Their bloodiest day in the conflict so far. Helicopters and ambulances were seen streaming across the border earlier in the day to evacuate the wounded. Returning to Hatay as crowds gathered outside the hospital, Turkey says it's responding by attacking every known Syrian government target.
A ceasefire was declared in Idlib after a six-hour meeting between Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Friday the week before. And Ankara announced the following Saturday it will allow Syrian refugees to travel onto Europe from Turkey. Erdogan told the Turkish parliament that he is, quote, opening the gates because the country can no longer handle new waves of people fleeing Syria from the escalating conflict, and Turkey cannot handle the situation unless more international support was provided. Although Turkey's position was partially reversed in the weekend, as the Coast Guard was ordered to stop migrants from crossing the Aegean Sea to Greece, thousands of migrants still amassed at the Turkish-Greek border and clashed with Greek authorities. ITV's Dan Rivers reports from the village of Kastanis last Thursday.
The gateway to Europe under siege for yet another day. Hundreds of migrants, encouraged by President Erdogan, have tested Greek resolve and found it's holding firm. For hours, Greek soldiers fired tear gas and rubber bullets at the migrants who've been brought here by the Turkish government. Gunfire could be heard too. Turkey claims Greek soldiers are using live rounds. Something Greece has angrily denied, but there's no doubt migrants are being injured in the standoff, and two have been reportedly killed.
So the European Union didn't make any decision for us?
Through the wire, they begged to be let through, but to no avail. Turkey claims another migrant died today and another five were injured. Some, it says, were hit by live rounds, but Greece has dismissed this as fake news. What's clear, though, is that Turkey is not stopping the migrants from crossing into no man's land to face down the Greek soldiers.
European leaders such as Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis have accused Erdogan of playing politics.
This is a blatant attempt by Turkey to use desperate people to promote its geopolitical agenda and to divert attention from the horrible situation in Syria. And Europe will not be blackmailed by Turkey over the refugee issue. We stand ready to support Turkey in dealing with its refugee problem and find a solution to the Syria conundrum, but not under these circumstances. That migrants and refugees cannot be used as instruments, as pawns in a geopolitical game. They are the true victims of these types of policies, and this is an approach that cannot be deemed acceptable.
The EU itself also stood firm with Greece. In a statement, the Justice and Home Affairs Ministers of all 27 member states said they strongly reject Turkey's use of migratory pressure for political purposes, and the Union will remain determined to effectively protect the EU's external borders. The three presidents of the European institutions also emphasized this in a press conference in Greece, saying it has the full support of the EU and the bloc will stay united. European Council President Charles Michel said that Brussels trusts Athens will make the correct decisions.
The Greek borders are the European borders, and our presence, it's a very strong message that we would like to send to the Greek people, to the European citizens, and to the rest of the world. We are together because we consider that the borders protection is essential. And of course, it's crucial to act in a proportionate manner. And we trust you, we trust your government, because we know, even if the task is very difficult, that it's very important as European to protect our borders and at the same time to show respect for the international law and for the human rights.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has described Greece as Europe's shield in the situation. She also announced the European Commission will pledge 700 million euros to support Greece on its border management.
Turkey is not an enemy, and people are not just means to reach a goal. We would all do well to remember both in the days to come. I thank Greece for being our European aspida in these times. Our first priority is making sure that order is maintained at the Greek external border, which is also a European border. I'm fully committed to mobilizing all the necessary operational support to the Greek authorities. The Greek worries are our worries. Those who seek to test Europe's unity will be disappointed. We will hold the line, and our unity will prevail. Now is the time for concerted action and cool heads and acting based on our values.
European Parliament President David Sassoli also called on Turkish authorities to respect the agreement with the EU and said European institutions need a strategy for the unaccompanied minors that arrived in Europe.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
Erdogan has met with Presidents Charles Michel and Ursula von der Leyen on Monday in Brussels. And after the meeting and the press conference, Ursula von der Leyen has said five EU states, including Finland, France, Germany, Luxembourg and Portugal, are going to take in unaccompanied children from the migrant camps in Greece. The number has not been announced officially, but German media in Germany are reporting that around 1,500 children will be taken in to the EU. Von der Leyen has also said the priority for both sides in Brussels and Ankara is the well-being for migrants and regional stability.
We have expressed very clearly to President Erdogan our commitment to move forward on these issues, provided that this is reciprocal. So I think today was a good starting point of a process that has as a goal, as an aim, first of all, a perspective for the migrants and stability for the region.
Charles Michel said the meeting is also a positive step. Now, the clip is in French, but I will translate it afterwards.
Cette réunion est un pas important. Je pense que c'est un pas dans la bonne direction, mais il y a du travail encore que nous devons accomplir sur le plan turc et sur le plan européen ensemble pour tenter de bonne foi et avec de bonne volonté de faire le monitoring de cet accord entre l'Union européenne et la Turquie en matière de migration et voir comment on peut à l'avenir continuer à progresser et veiller à ce qu'il y ait une désescalade et à ce qu'il y ait de la modération dans cette capacité de coopérer ensemble sur les différents sujets.
Michel said the meeting is an important step in the right direction, but much needs to be done by both sides to de-escalate the situation and monitor the situation. Now, this will be a developing situation and we will keep an eye closely. But speaking of external relations of the EU, At the end of this month, the European Council, the European summits of all 27 of all heads of government of the 27 EU member states will meet in Brussels to talk about certain stuff happening in the to decide the direction of the European Union, and one of them will no doubt be enlarging the European Union to further in the Western Balkans, and especially in this case Albania and North Macedonia, and we will be keeping an eye on that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.